If you were here last Sunday, you recognize we ended early. You probably thought, oh, that's great. That's a good tradition to start. We'll try to end on time today. So what else can I say to you, this beautiful congregation, that might keep your interest, especially amidst a talented choir and a beautiful Sunday morning? How about this? While it's great to create a safe space, and it's important, critically important for us to seek truth both in the old and the new, the secular and the sacred, our mission, no church's mission really, but our mission doesn't stop with either safety or seeking, but rather each of us is called into service. Some of you know that word far too well, having provided service to our country in any number of ways. Some of you have also given that service to a church, working for hours to benefit this religious community. Being in service to something is really a relational component. It means that you're willing to meet the other person, the other community, the other, and create something special. Often, it involves sacrifice, but service comes hard. Many of you know the adage, and it's one that I often roll my eyes about, but it's generally true, that nothing worth doing comes easy. Think about that. Next time we look at the world around us and the children who are growing up to be beautiful and smart beyond all measure, and know that nothing worth doing comes easily. Or think of it when there's a church that speaks out for justice and reaches out to those in need and recognize that nothing worth doing comes easily. Finding our own spiritual path is great, but it's not enough. My colleague Gretchen Woods, who's another UU minister, says that it's the essence of Unitarian Universalism to seek one's own inner transformation, while also joining with others to transform the world for the greater good of all. Got it? We have to change. We have to help others change for the better. It's not an easy task, is it? You can just ask the folks who work on social justice projects in the community or throughout the church. Service means different things to different people. For some, it's doing. Getting our hands dirty and our shirts sweaty in the name of making the world better. For others, our time is more limited and our ability is different, and so we learn and we teach about fairness. And we use our resources, each according to their own ability, to bend the arc of the moral universe towards justice. But each of us is called to serve the world. The principles of our faith, the seven principles, some of you may know them, recall a couple of them, are balanced, delicately so, and organized, starting with the heart of the individual, but eventually they expand, reminding us at the end that we are connected and dependent on one another and every part of the world. When I first found that church in North Carolina, where I first felt at home, really, amidst the singing and the readings, that church spoke openly and clearly of our moral imperative to do more than just see the world, but to do something to change it for the better. The first Sunday that I went to that church, they had a soup lunch, similar to what Brew does for Serve, where you offer soup and help support those around us through those gifts. That first Sunday, when I was in North Carolina, they asked children and adults to think of those in need, both those in our own church, but also outside of our walls, and to help them by collecting change and working with the UU Service Committee. There are all sorts of ways that we can reach out beyond ourselves, and no two of us needs to go about it the same way, but to do it together, to come together and share our experiences and our hopes, calls us and challenges us as we create community. Now, I'm normally reticent to quote, like, Abraham Lincoln. That seems a little too staid and dry, and frankly, I wasn't sure if that was offensive here or appropriate in the Civil War area. Not sure. Normally, I would want a good countercultural reference. I'd use something from TV, Game of Thrones, or something else. But this one was too good to pass up and too clear. So Lincoln says that it's our brilliance as a community is in our love for liberty. Our defense is in the spirit which prizes liberty. You destroy that spirit, the seeds of despotism are planted everywhere. Those who deny freedom to others deserve it not for themselves and won't long retain it. Why should there not be a patient confidence in the ultimate justice of the people? Is there any better or equal hope in the world? Let us have faith that right makes might. And in that faith, let us, to our ending days, dare to do our duty as we understand it. Is there any better or equal hope in the world than the people gathered in this room? We seek so often to share freedom, religious freedom, the freedom for people to connect and grow. So how can we do that in our church walls? How can we plant the seeds of freedom so that we and others will know what it's like to be rooted to a community, but to be given wings that set us free? In that quote from Lincoln, he encourages us to safely seek truth and to be in service to others. Our faith, Unitarian Universalism, is centered on the idea that humanity has been given all the gifts we need to change the world. Some of you who have been in this area for a while may have witnessed Abe Hal Davies, who was the minister at All Souls in D.C. He says, "There are no problems greater than our power to solve them. There are no burdens greater than our strength. We shape by every moment of our lives the great decisions. So let us venture still with reason and as a lamp to guide us and lit with the light of faith." That's what we're called to do, to find a place that's safe so we can come and rest from the world that would seem to batter us, to look for something, find truth in nature, in scripture, in readings, but especially in others. And then once we've done that, we must put it to good work to venture into the world to plant seeds of freedom. May everyone within these walls feel connected to the roots of our faith. May everyone here be given wings to be set free, knowing that we will not be able to guide your path or direct your path, but we might help guide it. May freedom come, freedom to believe or doubt in God or not, freedom to love and marry our partner, freedom to live in a world full of life and joy. May freedom come to those who are held back by chains. The chains of loneliness, the chains of illness, the chains of addiction, the chains of imprisonment of the body or the soul. To the hearts and minds of each person here, but then also outside of these walls, may freedom come. May freedom come.